Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Hey, we want to say welcome. Welcome to this open heaven on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you that have come out to join us tonight. We are certainly grateful that you have decided to join us tonight. And people of God, listen, we want to let you know there is a blessing that is waiting on you right now, right now. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We just want to welcome each and every one of our listeners on tonight, those of you that are listening from afar, those of you that are listening near. We just want to thank God for you. Here we are in this new week. Amen. We pray that your last week was blessed, and we pray that this week is starting out in the right direction. Listen, if it isn't, people of God, listen, we pray that you came to this line with expectancy, expecting God to do something, expecting God to move in the miraculous, expecting God to move exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And people of God, guess what? It's according to the power that worketh within you. Glory to God. What is that power working within you? Is it that Holy Ghost power? Hallelujah. Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? The Holy Ghost power, people of God, listen, because it's not by our might nor by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord God. Amen. The scripture declares Christ in us is the hope of glory. He's the hope of glory. Amen. And so we're excited. We can get excited about that. Amen. We can get excited about this hope that lies within us. God bless you tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight, people of God. We're just grateful to be back with you on tonight. We've been traveling. Amen, Jesus. We have been traveling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Had an opportunity to visit our brother, our dear brother. Amen. Pastor Simmons in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm telling you what a blessing that was. Amen. But listen, I'm not going to take all of the, we're not going to put it all out there. Glory to God. We're going to give him an opportunity to come and share with you all that the Lord did. We just want to let you know the Lord had his way. We're going to let you know that. Amen. Glory to God. Let your mind wander on that. Amen. What did the Lord do? What did the Lord do? Glory to God. But we're going to let the man of God come, Glory to God, and share with us what the Lord did while we were there in Baton Rouge. Glory to God. And we're just grateful, amen, to be back here on tonight. Thank God for you. As you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead. Go ahead now and invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight in this open heaven experience. I'm telling you, people of God, heaven is truly open. Heaven is open to hear our cry. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, Jacob, just like Jacob's ladder, the angels are ascending and descending, taking, glory to God, your prayer request before the throne of the Lord. Amen. And we just grateful tonight, amen, to have that kind of access. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you have that kind of access? Glory to God that you can come, as the scripture declares, come boldly before his throne of grace. We can come boldly. Why is that? Because we are the redeemed of the Lord. We just thank God for his redemptive work. We thank him for his great salvation on tonight. Truly, the Lord is good to us. Truly, 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 he's good to us, people of God. He didn't let us self-destruct. Glory to God. He didn't let us destroy anything else. Glory to God. But we are grateful tonight. Glory to God that his hand has stayed the plan in the hand of the enemy. And for this, we're so grateful. We're so glad on tonight. People of God, we're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Again, we just want to welcome you. Welcome each of you to the Prayer News Network. Our radio listeners, we welcome you. Those that are listening by Facebook, those that are dialing in, glory to God, we welcome you. Those that are listening by the web, we welcome you on tonight. We welcome each and every one of you. Come on in, get settled in. People of God, we are broadcasting live on tonight. We want you to get settled in, glory to God, because truly there is a word from the Lord for you. Amen. For you and for those that you know and those that know others and others and others, there is a word from the Lord on tonight. So go ahead and get settled in. While you're settling in, get your pen and your paper. Also, while you're settling in, we just want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen, Jesus, you can get your copy. Glory be to God. Or you can just go out on our Facebook page and there be able to obtain a copy. So we bless the Lord on tonight. And while you're getting ready on tonight. We just want to acknowledge our leaders, thanking the Lord, as always, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking him, for truly he is the head of our lives. And we just bless the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for him. It is he that is leading us. We're his people and the sheep of his pasture, and we're grateful unto him, and we bless his precious name on tonight. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, just want to also acknowledge my leaders. Glory to God. Thank the Lord tonight for our founding father on tonight, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. We want to thank God for him, if you will. Amen. Thank God for our founding mother on tonight, Mother Carrie James, always praying for her, always praying for the first family. We thank God for them on tonight. Just thank God tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him for Lady James, thanking him for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina and Lady Tina. Thanking God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., and for Shepherd Mother Taylor. Thanking the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord tonight for, glory to God, our prayer warriors, our PNN prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord, glory to God, for our scripture reader on tonight. And listen, people of God, for those that are yet to come. How about that? Amen. There are those that are yet to come. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. People of God, again, we want to ask you to go ahead now and invite someone to come. Let them know that we're live. Glory to God. Let them know that our regularly scheduled, glory to God, speaker on tonight, the prophetess, she's here with us on tonight. Amen. You got to go tell. Run and tell that. Glory to God. Run and tell that. Amen. That we're live on tonight. Let them know that the woman of God is with us on tonight, and we would love to have them to join us for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Can you do that on tonight? Glory to God, as we prepare to go. Glory to God, prepare our hearts and our minds. Again, just want to thank God for all of our listeners internationally. Internationally, we want to thank God. Listen, people of God, we can't even begin to, glory to God, list them all. Amen. We'll miss somebody along the way, but you know who you are. So we thank God for you, over 59 countries now and climbing. Glory to God. Amen. Global, global, global it is. Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Because we are reaching the lost at any cost. And we thank God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I wasn't here on Saturday night, but I believe Amen, surrendered unto the Lord, and we just want to thank God for that soul on tonight. We want to thank God, amen, for what he did in the testimony service. And somebody clap your hands, hallelujah. It was in the testimony service that someone gave their lives to the Lord. Hey, glory to God. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. For that soul. Amen. Heaven rejoices. Heaven rejoices over one. Yes, Lord. And we rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice even for the souls that, glory to God, were not able to hear their confession unto the Lord. But we rejoice because we know, glory to God, that there's someone, glory to God, there's glory be to God, hallelujah, saying, goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. But I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Yes, sir. We know that there are those that we don't hear, that they are giving their lives to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And we rejoice. We celebrate them. And we, as always, we say welcome. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. People of God, again, we bless God for each and every one of you. Get your hearts ready. Get your pencil and your pen ready on tonight. Glory be to God. Get your pen, get your pencil ready on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to hear from the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm not sure. Amen, Jesus. Want to see. Amen, Jesus. If, glory to God, if missionary fan, Glory to God, if she's prepared tonight to give us our scripture reading. Glory to God, if you are, amen, Jesus, we want to ask you to come over on the platform side, if you're available, only if you're available, amen, Jesus. If you're not, amen, Jesus, we move on, amen. Glory to God, we want to see if Sister Mary is in place on tonight. If you are, amen, after the prayer, we want to ask you to come with our scripture reading on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. In that order, in that order. Glory to God. Amen. We're moving. Listen, God is moving by his spirit, people of God, and we want to be in the move. We want to be in the move of God. Hallelujah. Where he move, we move. Amen. Not before him. Glory be to God. Amen. But wherever he leads us, that's where we want to follow. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform to Missionary Fan to sanctify our line on tonight. And then after that, glory to God, we're going to have Sister Mary Hollins. She's going to come and give us our scripture reading and people of God in that order. And listen, again, we want to ask you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Get ready on tonight to hear what the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, will say unto you. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. The song says, Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Jesus' name is so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Well, Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Every time I think about Jesus, his name, so sweet. Well, Jesus' name, so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. Jesus' name is so sweet. Emmanuel's name, so sweet. And every time I think about Jesus, his name is so sweet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus, Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Giving you the glory. Giving you the honor, Lord God. You're worthy. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to look upon us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting for everything, Lord God, anything that we may have done, anything that we may have said, anything that we may have thought that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence tonight, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up holy hands unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise, to give you the glory, and to give you the honor, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to not let our coming be in vain, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you so much, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God, for being so merciful, to, Lord God, to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, Lord God, just to say in times like this, Lord God, we need you. Oh, God, in times like this, Lord God, we really need you. And we come before you tonight, Lord God, to say thank you right now. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by the Spirit and by your power, Lord God, on each and every one, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, heal, Lord God, set free, Lord God, lift up, Lord God, the hung down head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, every bereaved family, Lord God, all over, Lord God, this world, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to dry the tears, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, this night, Lord God, on every bereaved family tonight, Lord God. Anybody that's going through a loss, Lord God, in times like this, Lord God, we really need you. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to, Lord God, save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, set free. Save, Lord God, sanctify, Lord God. Make us clean, Lord God. Make us worthy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to ask you, Lord God, to look down upon the lost souls tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save the lost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that boy, that girl. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, perhaps another one will be on the line tonight, Lord God, that we'll hear your voice tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch that heart. Touch that mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give them a mind to be saved, Lord God. Give them a mind, Lord God, to live for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to just have thine own way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to move, Lord God, on your word tonight, Lord God, over the speaker tonight, Lord God. Help us to have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, not only hear, but be a doer of your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to have your way move. This night on Minister Bradley, Lord God, touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen her, Lord God, bless her. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, when we get come, Lord God, to give your name the praise. We come to give your name the glory. We come to give your name the honor, Lord God, which you are so due, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we can't do anything. Without you, Lord God, we are nothing. But we come tonight, Lord God, just to honor you, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we come to say thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And we glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. But first, I'd like to give a little insight. 2 Peter issues a stark warning against corrupt teachers and encourages believers to hold fast to their hope in God and a new creation. Peter focuses on several things, including spiritual growth, verse chapter 4 through 8, Christ's Transfiguration, verses 16 through 18, Paul's teachers, chapter 2, and the coming day of the Lord, chapter 3, 3 through 10. Take a moment to dwell on what Peter said in verse 1 and 3. As believers, we have everything required for life and godliness, everything. According as his divine power has given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. For by are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. But if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. But if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have read to you the second chapter of Peter, the 3rd through the 11th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, women of God. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for the sanctification of the line, missionary fan. Thank you for the scripture reading on tonight. Sister Mary, God bless you. Listen, that's definitely one of my favorite scriptures, that he has given us all things. It's all set in place, all things that pertains unto life and godliness. Amen. Glory to God. It's a revelation in that. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We thank God tonight. We glorify him, people of God. We want to ask you to go ahead again now and invite a couple of people to come. We are broadcasting live on tonight, and we want you to come on in and join us on tonight. Come on in, come on in, come on in and join us on tonight. Tell somebody about the PNN Global on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight, people of God, for, again, all that he's doing on the line, all that he's doing in our lives. Each and every one of us, he got us. Glory to God, for he's concerned about the whole man. He is concerned about everything that concerns you, everything, everything. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to just kind of place, amen, Jesus, our relationship with him in the church. Amen, Jesus. No, 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 no. But he's not only concerned about our spiritual life, he's concerned about us emotionally, psychologically. He's concerned about our physical health. He's concerned about all of you. Amen. The all that we are. Amen. And that's why he's given us all things that pertain unto life in the natural and godliness, spiritual. So we bless the Lord tonight. People of God, we want to get ready, get ready, get ready for our word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We, again, thank God for the woman of God who has committed to come and be with us, to come and share glory to God with us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God, amen. But now her feet, amen, have been planted. Glory be to God, or her feet, amen, are trodden the grounds in Alabama. Amen. So we bless the Lord for her, amen, to have crossed our path. Glory to God. We thank God. She has certainly been a blessing to the line. Amen. And we know, amen, that there is a word from the Lord on tonight, coming to us from Jerusalem Temple. Glory to be to God, Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, the EPC Nation. We thank God on tonight for the woman of God. Glory to God. Let us receive the prophetess, Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Blessings to you, woman of God. Blessings to PNN Global Network. Blessings to your staff, your prayer warriors, everybody that is here tonight. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. I'm grateful tonight that the protocol has already been established. And I just want to acknowledge my pastor, Lindsay, tonight. Bless his name and all pastors that are present here tonight. And on the last week, I'll get right into what God has said. But before I do that, let me pray. Father, I give you thanks and praise tonight for what you have done so far and what you're about to do, what you have said and what you're about to say. I do, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, I do honor you tonight. Glory to Jesus, I do lift you up tonight. Father, I thank you for releasing your anointing over this atmosphere. I thank you for releasing ministering angels over this atmosphere, God, with flaming swords of fire to fight against every hindrance. Oh, God, every attack that is coming by the way of the air, God, every prince of the power of the air and ruling spirit in darkness, God, ruling spirit in the atmosphere, we pull down every stronghold and every opposition tonight that is on an assignment to block and to stop. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to release your power. Release your sword out of a sheath tonight, God, to fight. Father God, back me on the side and you push yourself to the front. Let me decrease and you increase, God. Let nobody hear me, but let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church tonight. That deliverance would come, God, from far and from near. Every nation, every people, every kindred, every tongue, everyone present here tonight that came to hear what you have to say. Now bless this line and sanctify it once more again, God. Cover it with the blood. Cover it, every household, everyone connected tonight with the blood of Jesus against any attack and any interference in Jesus' name. And tonight, people of God, we know that the day and the time is late. And the time is very short for the coming of the Lord Jesus right now. And as we look all around us, we can see and we can feel it, bless his name. The signs of the time are basically everywhere. There's no hiding that to let us know that the word of God is being fulfilled and it is being fulfilled fast. And so this is the time now for us to get ourselves in order, get our houses in order. We're celebrating the time of the tabernacle, bless his name, which deals with the coming of the Lord Jesus. Many of you might not understand it, but it's biblical, and I don't have the time to really explain it tonight because I was dealing with a topic with Jonah I did not get to finish, and so I would want to finish it tonight so we can understand that the consequences, what the consequences of disobedience may cost you when God speaks to you. When God speaks to me, when he speaks to us as the body of Christ, and we decide that we're going to do it our way, and we decide that we hear God, but I'm going to put what God tells me to do on hold and do what I have to do and do what I feel like doing. Bless his name. And so there are consequences for those of us who know the voice of God, who are sensitive to the voice of God, like Jonah knew, because the Bible said he hid from the presence of the Lord. So that means he has some type of connection with God going on for him, for God to give him strategic instruction as to save some lives down the road. Go to a city. And so God is speaking expressly in this hour and telling us what I want you to do. Souls are lost. The prostitutes need to be saved. Bless his name tonight. The alcoholics need to be saved. The prisoners need to be saved. Bless his name. Those that are on drugs need to be saved. The murderers could be saved. Moses was a murderer. David hands is full of blood. And so God was telling Jonah, I need you to go to a city because there is a remnant there that need to be saved. But Jonah decides that he's going to rebel and disobey what God is saying and what God wants to do. Bless his name. And so God spoke to me when I was writing this. He said there is no difference between then and now. We have a lot of Jonas in the body of Christ. We have some Jonas in backslidden condition that God has spoken to, and they are going through a lot. They're trying to figure out what is going on. Why am I going through? And so this is the hour to check ourselves, This is the hour to take a self-evaluation to see if we are obeying God, to see if we are where he put us and where he need us to be, to see, hallelujah, tonight, God, that see if where our mindset is, glory be to God, and he need us in this hour to put on the mind of Christ, to put on the mind of the kingdom for his will to be done. And so I stopped where it came to the part where they questioned Jonah. And they was asking Jonah where he came from and who's your family. Bless his name. And Jonah had to answer them because he realized that he was now exposed. Bless his name. Now that Jonah was exposed, he could no longer hide his guilt. He had no choice but to confess his sins and all the mess he made because he caused the wind to be so boisterous that the boat seems as if it was going to be broken up, and they thought that they were going to lose their lives. So he made a mess, and he almost caused a dead angel to come by to take the life of somebody. How many of us in the body of Christ, we're doing so many of us, people in the body of Christ are doing the exact same thing. We got blood on our hands. God said go, and we have people's blood on our hands because we're trying to run in the opposite direction. When God said you go east, you go in west, he said go north, we go south. And so people are dying all around us while we are relaxed, sleeping down in the bottom of the boat like Jonah. And God is saying this is a time to rise up out of complacency and relaxation and slothfulness and do what I tell you to do. Bless his name. This is an example of what God is going to do. Jonah is an example of what God is going to do to those who think that they can continue to hide their sins. They hide behind big names like Bishop and apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and prophetess. They hide behind positions, glory be to God, that has been given them in the body of Christ. They hide behind how powerful they are and how much people they can draw to the ministry. They got a church full of people, bless his name, but what type of people are we drawing in this hour into the ministry, into the house of God? Bless his name. Many of them have like Jonah behind accolades. Bless his name. And the white collar. You have the priests, the Catholic priests, they wear a white collar under their clothes. And so many people are wearing the white collar and they look the part, bless his name. But they're hiding behind it. Signs and wonder ministries, glory be to God. You have many doing many signs and many wonders and creating miracles, bless his name, by divination and my God, all kind of sorcery going on where they go to the witch doctor to gain power, hallelujah, for these things to happen. And so many people are gullible in the body of Christ with no discernment, don't know the Bible, don't know the word of God, and so they're easily drawn into a net. They catch them like you catching fish in a net. Bless his name, and they're being drawn because the Bible said that they have itching ears. Hallelujah. They rather hear a lie before they hear the truth. And so they're sneaking around. So many are sneaking around, covering behind the name of the ministry, covering behind a mask. God tell me, say they have on the mask, but he's getting ready to strip the mask. There's a stripping coming. Nakedness will be seen. When I say nakedness, I mean as far as who they really are behind all of the things that they're hiding behind. Bless his name. God told me that they failed to realize that they can hide from men just like Jonah did, hiding from those men. But he failed to realize that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent, omniscient, omniscient. Where can we hide from God? But God exposed them. And that's what God said. This is a time of exposure. Hallelujah, Jesus. That spirit of Jonah, how many of you know tonight is in the body of Christ? The many are hiding. But God said to tell the people, this is a time of exposure. This is the time and the season of great exposure. And it's already happening now. As I sit here and talk to you, as we see people, if you watch YouTube and whatever media you're on, a platform, you will hear about the exposure of many of those who are on the television and the big names. God is bringing them down because they're operating in the spirit of pride and arrogance. And so God is bringing them to open shame and disgrace, and they will have no choice but to confess their mess, the mess they have made, because Jonah had to do it. God will bring them to open confession, bless his name. God spoke to me and told me too many are operating underneath a curse, bless his name. Many of the ministry have a curse. Why? Because of disobedience and rebellion against God himself, because of disobedience and rebellion against his word, against his leaders, bless his name. Many in the church are not, obedient to leadership. Glory be to God. God has sent leaders to cause the body of Christ to function. First apostles, then prophets, then evangelists, then teachers, pastors. It's to cause the body to come on one accord, till we all come into the unity of the faith. That's what it's for. And so it's bringing a curse over ministries because there's confusion and all kind of things are happening. They are stumbling blocks that keep sinners. They are these type of people, God said to me, are stumbling blocks that keeps sinners from repenting. Glory be to God tonight. And hallelujah tonight, God. And many are turning their backs on God. They're backsliding. Why? Because they see a lot of foolishness going on in the body of Christ. They see a lot of foolishness in leadership. Bless his name. They see the greed. Hallelujah. Greedy for money and material possession in the body of Christ. Bless his name. And so I've talked to many young men, because I've traveled for 16 years to many places on the streets and in the church during revival and conferences and just preaching repentance like John the Baptist. God had me like a John the Baptist, a voice in the wilderness saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, bless his name. And I've talked to many young men who, and many young people, and even people in general who watch these things, and they said, we don't want to be a part of the church because of what is going on. We see how they're living large and in charge. We see what the leaders are doing, and people are in the church suffering. People are in the church hurting, and they can't go to the leaders because the leaders don't have time. Bless his name. Jesus took time for the poor man. Jesus took time for the sinners and the ungodly. Jesus took time to sit among the wine bibber. So who is the big bishop and the big so-and-so that is too big now to reach the small man? Bless his name. But those days are coming, said the Lord God, when things are going to turn around, and he's going to bring back the old way of worship. The old landmark is coming back because somebody moved the things that God had set in place for the body of Christ. And so many people are backslidden, backsliding, and will backslide, and who the backsliders, they don't want to come back because of what they're seeing. And they found out about Jonah after the problem. These people, after Jonah caused all of this problem, then they found out who he was. And so God is saying that it's good to check who is in your circle. It's good for you to check who you entertaining. It's good for you to check who you letting in your house or in your ministry. Glory be to God. Some people just come in the ministry, hallelujah, and already become a bishop, already become an apostle, have not been anything, don't have no experience, but yet you carrying a name, bless his name, and you don't even last, hallelujah, throughout the trials. Before you know, the church is shut down, you're shut down, and the people are left stranded like sheep without a shepherd because they're didn't wait on God. Many people in this hour are going through because they don't consult God. We need God to, my God, trust in him. Seek him first. Hallelujah. We should never move out. Hallelujah. Before we get our God, permission from God, before God declares us worthy. Jesus had to go through. My God, he didn't just get up one night and say, I am Jesus, the Son of the living God, or I am the apostle, or whatever. He goes, Shabandorabahosta. For 30 years, we heard nothing about Jesus. Nothing at all. We don't know which training he got. We don't know. But only thing I read in my Bible is before he came out to the ministry, he had to spend some time in the wilderness alone with God. He had to spend 40 days, my God, without food and nothing. Glory be to God. Seeking the face of God, getting to know his Father, spending time being endowed with power from on high. Glory be to God, being equipped for the journey. Glory be to God. And when he came out of the wilderness, glory be to God, he started his work and his ministry right away. What God is saying, my God, it's time to get alone with me. It's time to let me qualify you. No man can qualify you, because if they qualify you, then they can disqualify you and take you away from their position. But if God qualifies you, nobody can take you. They may put you out of the church. They may tell you, sit down and shut up. But if God has qualified you, who am I or anybody else to tell you, you are not qualified? We don't ask questions about who we are connecting ourselves with. Many in the body of Christ, God is saying we need to ask questions of who are we connecting with, so we will find all hell is breaking loose, and we can't figure out where the problem is coming from. And that's what happened to those on that ship. They couldn't figure out where is all this problem coming from. They didn't ask Jonah the questions. They asked him after the problem. They should have found out before, bless his name. But they asked him afterward, after all hell is breaking loose. How many of us find ourselves in that condition where we do a lot of things and all hell is breaking loose, but it's after the fact then we get to know who are we entertaining. So we find that all hell is breaking loose and we can't figure out where this is coming from. We should not wait till after it to find out what is killing us, what is causing us to go through what we're going through. That is why God told us to pray, to have a discerning spirit. We need the spirit of discerning. If those men had discernment on that boat, they probably would not have let Jonah on the boat. But God had a plan, a strategic plan set in place by God for this. Allow this to happen. Bless his name. We need to be able to identify deception. Glory be to God. We need to be able to identify lying demons. Hallelujah. Because a lot of them demonic lying spirits are out there. The spirit of deception has intensified. And so we need discernment, glory be to God, to know who is coming in our circle, to know who's feeding us the word of God, to know who's teaching us the word of God. Because many of them come like wolves in sheep's clothing. Many of them come like angels of light. Who are we connecting ourselves to in this hour? Are we connecting because of the flesh, or are we connecting because God has divinely connected us to those people? And so if you read from verses, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, Jonah had to confess who he was. When Jonah confesses who he was and the God he served, it brought a greater level of fear upon everyone on that ship. Bless his name. Hallelujah, God tonight. And it says, and he said unto them, verses 9 to 11, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them, bless his name, they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea is wroth and was tempestuous against them. Bless the name of Jesus. And so the Jonah, who caused the problem, had to find the solution. Bless his name. And so when they asked Jonah what to do, Jonah said, you need to throw me overboard. Bless his name. He tell them, I'm running from God. I fear God. He had a fear of God, but he was still running from God. They question him, why are you running from the presence of God? They now knew who and what was the cause of the calamity that befell them. Now they realize, hey, this man is running from the God of all creation. And they became even more afraid. They asked him another question. What should they do? What are we going to do with you so that we may have peace? And while they were busy trying to find out from Jonah what was going on, guess what the Bible say? The sea became more boisterous. It became worse. The situation became worse. What is God saying tonight? While you're trying to find out what is going on, how I get myself in this condition, then you find out things around you began to grow worse. Many can say they have been in this predicament before, just like Jonah. We are going through so much because of the choices that we make. And that's what the Lord spoke to me and said. The choices that we make in life can cause us, it can break us, it can make us, it can cause, it can reap havoc, it can cause a lot of things to go wrong in our lives. God don't force us. He gave us choices. Jonah had a choice to obey or disobey. What did he choose? He chose disobedience. What, when he chose disobedience, what happened? All hell began to break loose and almost cost people's lives. And if we look at ourselves and examine us tonight, are we obeying or disobeying the command that God gave us, the ministry God gave us, the prayer life God gave us? What is it that God has spoken to you personally and tell you, I need you to do it, and you have yet to move, you have yet to obey God, and things are not going the way you think they should go. You're praying and you believe in God and you're fasting, and still there is no result. Then we need to check ourselves and say, God, what is it? Sometimes, God, what have you go through? But when we know that God has spoken a word and we have yet to fulfill the assignment, then we got to question God, God, what is going on? Because God will deal with us if we don't obey. And when we find out what it is, we should go and we should find ourselves asking many questions when we find out what is going on. We need to ask questions. We need to find out what is causing the problem to escalate. What is going on in my roof? What is going on in my ministry? What is going on the job? Why am I facing all of this? Jonah was the solution to the problem they were dealing with. The only suggestion was to throw him in the ocean so that the storm will be over. Sometimes the answer to the question and the solution to the problem is right before our very eyes. But we ask the one who caused the problem to help us solve and give the solution. And that's because they are to blame. And so what is God saying tonight? Sometimes he's showing us the way out. Sometimes he's giving us the solution and the reason to get out of it. And we're still trying to hold on for dear life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're still trying to hold on to that old relationship, that old friendship, that thing that is causing us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it is that is reaping havoc, God said, get rid of it. But we're so attached to things. We get attached to people, to family members. And God said, you got to lose them. Abraham had to leave his family members behind. He took his father and he took his nephew. And guess what? They never made it to where he was going. His father died in Haran. And Lot was separated because of confusion. Anytime you take somebody with you that God said not to take, confusion and all hell will begin to break loose, just like Jonah was not assigned to go on the ship to go in another direction. So all hell began to break loose. Bless his name tonight. Oh, glory to God tonight. We've got to know, hallelujah, Jesus, what God is saying. Now, it says from verse 12, and he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, verse 13 says, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea was wrought and was tempestuous against them. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Wherefore they cried, verse 14 says, they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech you, O Lord, we beseech thee, let, hallelujah, tonight, O Shamando Rabahaya, O Koshandele, yes, God, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us this innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, has done as it pleased thee. So they took Jonah up, verse 15 says, and they cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Bless his name tonight. And verse 16 said, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made a vow. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Jonah told them what the answer was to save their very own lives and acknowledged that he was the fault. Oh, my God, he was responsible. How many of us have been in the way of God where we are responsible for somebody not being saved, somebody not turning to God, somebody not repenting? How many of us tonight, God has given us assignment, God, to do the work of an evangelist, to go from this place to that place, oh, God, to carry the message. But many of us have blood on our hands because people are dying who we should reach, and we're staying comfortable in the pew. My God, comfortable on the pulpit when God is saying it's time to reach out beyond the four walls. Jesus never stayed behind the four walls. He was going from place to place, my God, and he was God in the flesh. But he didn't have time to be comfortable. He didn't have time to sit down. He was too busy about the Father's business. Glory be to God on today. Tonight. These men refused to listen to Jonah. Jonah said, take me. I'm telling you what to do. But they refused to listen. Glory to God. They tried even harder to return back to the land. But the problem grew worse and even bigger than they could handle. Bless his name tonight. How many, how many have been, oh God, in this condition before where there's a person in your life or crosses your path and suddenly all hell is breaking loose all around you. They tell you that what is happening is to you is their fault. They are responsible for your downfall. Hallelujah. And they tell you how to solve the problem, getting rid of them, to let them go, helping you to solve the problem. But today, hallelujah, God is saying, he said that there may be a relationship, bless his name tonight. It may be a family relationship. It may be a friendship, a position on your job. It may be something that is holding you back. And God is saying, let it go tonight. It's causing you pain. It's causing you to be stressed out. It's causing you to be burdened out. Let it go. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody in your circle who you have a click with. And God said, it's causing you your blessings. It's causing you your assignment. Let it go. How many are willing to let it go tonight so that God can be glorified? But we don't take heed to what God is saying. God is showing us by allowing these things to happen, the hell breaking loose. But we're still holding on to what is killing us, to what is causing our downfall, causing our lives to be in danger. But we refuse to take heed to the warnings that God is showing. In verse 13, it said, after all the effort to avoid throwing Jonah into the ocean because they had a fear that he was going to die. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can get like that when God said, let it go. But we are so concerned about, if I let that person go, Lord, what's going to happen to that person? I don't want anything bad to happen to that person. So we still hold on to that person and hold on to that thing that is causing us to suffer. Hallelujah. No matter how hard they try to avoid getting rid of Jonah, God, who controls nature, caused the sea to become more dangerous. And that's what happens when we don't obey. God will heat the fire up under us 100 times hotter. God will cause that situation to become so dangerous and so more boisterous in your life to get our undivided attention. We have to realize that no one can deliver us from the trials that God sent our way if we refuse to obey. It doesn't matter how much prophetic word you get. It doesn't matter who tried to pray you out. God is saying today, if we don't obey, then there are consequences if we disobey, and it can be dangerous for us. In verse 14, they didn't turn to their God that had no power to deliver them. They turned to the God of the Hebrew. They turned to the God of Jonah. Hallelujah. How did they know that the God that Jonah served was the real God? My God, because when they saw him, they throw Jonah overboard. Everything became calm. Everything became still after that. So they had to acknowledge, hey, there has to be this. God has to be real. And that's what God wants to do with us. Bless his name. He wants us to get rid of some things that is causing him not to move in our lives the way he desires us to move, because he wants the other people around us to know that I am their God. Glory be to God. I am the one that creates it. I am the one that makes the life. I am the one that kills, and I am the one that do anything. I can do anything but fail. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. So they began to pray and ask for his mercy. These people were heathens. These people were no saved people, but they acknowledged who God was, and they began to ask for his mercy for what they were about to do with Jonah. Bless his name. It doesn't matter who the person is or how sinful they may be, they can talk to God. God will use anyone to accomplish his will. Bless his name. Hallelujah. God used them to accomplish his will, to get Jonah on his journey, to get Jonah to Nineveh. Bless his name. It wasn't pretty for Jonah. It wasn't easy for them, but God used them to deter Jonah from going in the wrong direction. Bless his name. If you look at the Bible and you begin to read, he used Rahab, that was a prostitute, to save the children of Israel. Joshua sent two spies from Israel to spy out the land, and Rahab the harlot was there to rescue them from being killed in that place. She put them and hide them from the men that was looking for them, and then after that she led them down to another way, and so they were able to conquer the land. But God used a person that was a prostitute. If we look at the donkey and Balaam and the donkey, hallelujah, when he was going to curse Israel, hallelujah, he couldn't see what the donkey saw. The donkey saw the angel standing in the way, and the Balaam began to kick and beat this donkey, and God allowed the mouth of the donkey to open and ask him a question: why are you hitting me? Why are you taking advantage and beating me? Bless his name. And so God will use somebody to get his word across, or he will use something to get a message across to us, and many others that we might not even realize or even know about in the word of God, God has used to accomplish his assignment. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. We can't question who he decides to use. Isaiah chapter 55, 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord, to my God tonight. For as high as the heavens, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. The First Corinthians said, because he took the foolish things of God, but because the foolish things of God is wiser than the wickedness of man. So God is stronger than men, no matter how we try to get around God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 27 and 28 says, "But God had chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty." 28 says, "The base things of the world and the things which are despised, God had chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are." And so what God is saying tonight, then you think you got it all done pat, I am smarter than you. I already have a plan. My plan might not suit you. You might not agree with my plan. Bless his name, but this is my plan. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 to 15 says, "But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 15 says, "But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged not of no man." And so what God is saying, with the things that God do, if you try to understand it in your natural mindset, with your natural understanding, with your carnal knowledge, he said you will never be able to understand it, because it takes the Holy Ghost to reveal to you what God is doing and what God is saying. And so a person that is trying to understand the things of God in their natural senses, it would look stupid to you, like he stooped down in the dirt and spit in the ground and made clay and put on the eyes of the blind man, and the man began to see. Bless his name. And so God will take the foolish things to confound the wise. Many times God tells us to get rid of something, separate ourselves from that thing or that person. Hallelujah, like Shamandorabahosa, because he wants to use us, bless his name. He wants to do a work on us in our lives. And that same person, hallelujah, that he told us to separate ourselves from can cause our downfall. This is called a spirit of distraction that has entered our lives, and that's what happened to Jonah. The spirit of distraction came to deter him from his assignment, glory be to God. And when we don't take heed, God will send calamity in our lives, because he is a jealous God and he don't want nothing to take his place in our lives. So he will send calamity our way. He will send sicknesses. He will send disease. He will send things to get undivided attention. Some people find themselves on the bed of affliction in the hospital because God was speaking and they refused to listen. When we are rebellious and disobedient toward God, he will get undivided attention one way or another. He allows this to happen so that we can understand that he is God, he is in control, and he will not let us get away with disobedience and rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft. And so we got to be careful, oh God, the spirit we are operating under when it comes to God. We got to be careful and understand that when God gives instruction and when God says do it, he means what he says, and he's not going to compromise or sugarcoat or change what he says to please nobody. I don't care which title you carry. God is no respecter of person when it comes to his order and obedience. In verse 14, we see here they didn't want to die or have Jonah's blood on their hands. They said he was innocent, which he was not. He was guilty of rebellion, and he was guilty of disobedience toward God. They say he was innocent, but Jonah knew within himself that he was guilty. God is charged in the first degree. They now realize that what was happening was orchestrated by the Almighty Creator himself. The minute they did what Jonah told them to do, what happened? Peace came. Hallelujah. Peace came. When we learn to obey God and do what God tells us to do, you will find you having so much peace in your home, peace on your job, peace in your life, peace in your ministry. Bless his name. So many of us suffer longer than expected because we refuse to get rid of things. We refuse to get rid of baggage and distractions and hindrances and stagnation. Everything that is holding us back from the progress that God is trying to put us through, from the process, we want to cut short the process. My God, we can't cut short the process, but we also can't attach ourselves to things that is stagnating us, holding, oh God, us back from our inheritance, holding us back from our blessing. It is holding us back from our breakthrough. It is holding us back from the releases in our lives. This is a great example of Jonah to let us know that when God tells us to do something, he means what he say, and he says what he means. If we disobey, we will have no peace or rest until we get rid of the problem. As soon as the men on the ship saw what happened when they got rid of Jonah, everything suddenly changed. Bless his name. And verse 16, they said, we fear God exceedingly. Hallelujah. And what they said, and they offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and they made a vow to God. These people who were heathens, had no relationship with God, knew what it takes, or knew that they had to do something to make amends with God to show their gratitude for what God has done to them. Bless his name. They was grateful to be alive. Glory be to God. How do we show God in this hour that we, how thankful we are? What is our gratitude to what God? What sacrifice do we make to please him when we mess up or sin against him and he forgives us? What God did, what do we do when God helps us out of situation? What type of vow, what type of gratitude is there that we show toward God? After that, we read that God prepared a big fish. And what is the meaning? When you think about being prepared, what did God do? The meaning of prepared, it means to account, to reckon, to assign, to appoint. So God appointed and assigned. And then another word is ordained. He had that fish ordained. He had that fish appointed. He had that fish, oh glory to God, prepared. The fish is right there waiting on Jonah. Bless his name. Many times we keep having the same problem because we are not getting rid of what to do. And many times the problem in our lives exists, and then God is saying, this is the problem. And so when we get like that, we find ourselves overboard, and God said, well, I'm not going to let you die. I have a solution. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to let you get in far enough, but I'm not going to let you die in this condition. Bless his name. And so we see as we go over, my God, into chapter 2, it talks about Jonah and how he prayed. From 1 to 10, it says, Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the belly of the fish, and said, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou hearest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves pass over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. Excuse me. The depth closed me around about. The weeds from the sea were trapped around my head. Verse 6 says, when I went down to the bottom of the mountains, the earth with her bars were all about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, bless his name tonight. He said, when my soul fainted within me, he said, then I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto me, unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have owed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake to the fish, and it vomited Jonah upon the dry land. Bless his name. If God can get the fish to obey him, what happened to us humans? If God can speak to a fish that has no life like us, have no mind like us, have no spirit like us, and God got the fish to obey, what about us that he created in his image? Why is it that we are so disobedient, so many of us in the body of Christ, God is saying tonight, are walking in disobedience and rebelling against him and his word? He said he was afflicted. What was he saying? The definition of afflicted was he was distressed. He was in trouble. Oh, my God, tonight, it talks about adversity, tribulation. That's the meaning of the word affliction. That's what he felt like. He was in hell. What does hell mean? Sheol, underworld, the grave, the pit, the underworld. Designation for the abode of the dead. It is a place of no return. Without praise of God, the wicked send there for punishment. Righteous not abandoned to the place of the exile. This is the meaning of the word hell. Bless his name. And so when you think about, and then another name is inmates. You're talking about people who are in prison. So what Jonah was saying, he felt like he was in prison. He was in prison. He was in a dark place. Glory be to God. I was behind bars for 3 days and 3 nights. Not no offense that I did, but I was accused falsely. And it was not a nice place to be. It was not a nice place. And this was a different incident from the one I told you before. Bless his name. I can't talk tonight about that, but I'll share it one day. But I have to finish this tonight. But like most of us today, Jonah waited until God dealt with him for his eyes to be open to understand how much God despises and hates disobedience. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Some blame it on the devil, but fail to realize that it is their own disobedience, that caused us to suffer. Oh my God, sometimes we blame the devil for something that we choose to do that is against the will of God. Maybe a wrong relationship. Maybe, oh God, the number of things I can't name tonight. And so there are dire consequences for disobedience. So what is God saying tonight? When we rebel and do the things our way, do it the way we feel like, God will move the hedge of protection from around us and allow the devil to have his way in our lives. Job was innocent, and he moved the head from around Job's life and allowed Satan to attack Job, kill his children, take everything that he had, and then his body became afflicted. And he was innocent. But God was proving a point to let the devil know that Job will still be faithful to me. But I'm talking tonight about those who are disobeying and rebelling against God and the assignment and his word, bless his name. God will move the head to protection, and he will leave us out there for the devil to sift us like wheat and to beat us up until we come to our senses. God gave us choices. He told Israel, bless his name, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, it says, see, I have said before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that starting at verse 15. That's verse 15. 16 says, in that I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes, hallelujah, tonight, and his judgment, bless the name of Jesus, that thou mayest live. Live. God said, I want you to live and I want you to multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, bless his name. So hallelujah tonight. So hallelujah, Jesus. So thou, oh, glory to God. So that thou wilt not hear, but thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God tonight. I denounce unto you, verse 18 said, unto you this day, that ye shall surely perish, and ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to possess it, bless his name. I call you today, said the Lord God, I call heaven and earth to record this day, and I'm calling heaven and earth to record this night against us tonight, God, Jesus, oh God, that is on the sign, that you are death before us, glory be to God, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, he said, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that you and your children may live, that thou mayest, verse 20 said, love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Bless his name on tonight. He's talking about obeying his voice, that we may live and give to you the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. In verse 2, what Jonah was going through in the belly of the fish made him cry out to God in prayer. Cry is not silent. When you're crying out, is not silent. Have you ever seen someone in a desperate position and they're crying out for help and they're crying out and they want the voice to be heard? Cry is not silent. It is a place of desperation. We talked about mourning and the wailing women on a couple weeks ago. And God said he's looking for a sound. There's a sound that God is waiting to hear from those who are desperate for deliverance. Until that sound comes up before the Lord, it may take a little longer for our deliverance to come. Sometimes God wants us to change our position, change our prayer, change our worship. Cry out. He was being afflicted. He felt like he was in the belly of hell. The first thing he had to do was acknowledge the fact that the fault was his. God is saying it's time to confess that I am responsible for what I am going through. The second thing he did was cried out to the only person that could help him, and that was God. And God said, only me can bring you out. I allow you to go in, and only me, myself, can bring you out. The third thing that happened is that by him crying out to God, he heard him, hallelujah, he heard him because he answered him. When Jonah began to make a sound, when Jonah became desperate, God said, Jonah, I hear you crying out of hell. I hear you in a dark place. I hear you in a desperate place. God said, I want to hear you in a desperate place. Your cry got to become desperate. Your prayer got to become desperate. Desperate. Your worship has to be desperate. God is looking for desperation. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. Jonah began to testify about his experience in the belly of the fish. As he described it, he compared it to hell, which means he was in one of the most horrible conditions and situations, hallelujah, tonight, God, and situations that anyone can find themselves in. He said he was afflicted. Bless his name tonight. Oh, glory to God tonight. God is saying, if you are afflicted, cry unto me. If you are sick, I need a sound to come from you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I need to hear how desperate you are. Oh, God, for this his disobedient. Jonah found himself in a dark place, in an isolated place, in an abandoned place, in a lonely place, a place of remembrance of sin that he committed against the Most High. What God did is look him down so he could have time to reflect. So, oh God, tonight, so that he can have time to think about his disobedience and rebellion. How many of you know tonight, when we disobey, God will push you in the corner to get your undivided attention. He will lay you on your bed to get your undivided attention. He was in a stink, smelly place. No windows, no exit doors, no fresh air, no place to move around. Hallelujah. He had his freedom taken away by force. He was forced to do it. God sent the wind and the waves to force him. My God, in the belly of the fish. He was in confinement. Hallelujah. Tonight, he was in a place of restriction for 3 days and three nights. No access to food, no access to water, no access to a bed or to lie on, no bathroom to take a bath, no toothbrush to brush his teeth, no internet, no phone, no TV, no laptop, no tablet, no iPod, no family, no friends, no pastor to lead him. Hallelujah tonight. No one to talk to, no one to turn to help him pray. He has to pray all by himself. No one to call upon. What God is saying, you need to get away from Nefertina. You need to give me some of your attention, or else I will get it one way or another. You need to obey me, or else I get you to do it one way or another. He found himself in a dark, lonely place. Glory to God on tonight. He was left all alone. Bless the name, to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. How many of you tonight, you can pick up the phone and call someone and say, I need you to pray for me. We can get on PNN prayer line and say, I need you to touch and grieve with me. But how many of you know, don't let us get into a place of Jonah where there is no one to call on. He had many sleepless nights, day and night. He could not even see the sun to let him know what time of day it was. He didn't know it was morning or night. Oh my God, on tonight, nor the moon to see by night. He was, oh God, tonight, he couldn't see the beauty that was around him. My God, tonight, this experience changed his life forever. How many of you know tonight, God is going to give many of us in the body of Christ life-changing experience if we don't obey, hallelujah, and listen to what God is saying. I can only, oh God, I can only imagine, my God, the position and the condition Jonah was in, wondering if he was dead. I know he felt that he had died. My God, today, wondering if he would see the world again, wondering if this was the end of his life. He had 3 days and nights to sit unsanitized, in unsanitized condition. Today we have COVID-19. They said sanitize this and sanitize that and keep this clean and keep that clean. Jonah was in an unsanitized condition with the stench of the stink, smelly fish. Can you imagine how stink the inside of that fish was? Ah, God, and think about it. He had a time to think about his action toward God. He could not even complain or blame God. Whatsoever a man sow, the Bible said that's what he also reap. He sowed seed of disobedience, and he reaped the punishment that fit the crime he committed against God. Bless the name of the living God. Jonah was thrown into the depth of the sea. He was thrown out while it was a storm raging. He was surrounded by a flood. He was pulled into the bottom of the floor of the ocean. He said, the seaweed wrapped around my head. Glory be to God. Can you imagine, my God, that this is one of the most horrible things that anybody in life could ever expect to face. He said it was so horrible that that his soul fainted. He said his soul fainted. His soul became fainted. Oh, God, he felt that he was dead. He had to go through all of this to remember that God is God and no one can disobey him and get away with it. He was no longer running or hiding from the presence of God. He couldn't run. My God, he couldn't hide anymore. God had his undivided attention. Now, bless his name, he should have been praying and seeking God before he decided to run. But he waited till the trouble hit his life to do what God had instructed him to do from the very beginning. Bless his name. It took all of this, God. Oh, Raboshanda Mansaya. It took all of this affliction and trouble to hit Jonah's life for him to remember who God is. It took all of this to make him pray and turn his life around. Don't let us get in that condition or come to that position where God has to afflict us with trouble for us to remember that he is God, to remember that he's trying to get our undivided attention. He realized tonight, glory to God, that what he was done was like worshiping vanities, worshiping idols. He said those kind of persons forsake the mercies of God. Whenever you find yourself putting things before God, you are forsaking the mercies of God. God cannot have mercy upon the person who is rebellious and disobedient. Hallelujah. And sometimes he does because he is so merciful. But those who continually disobey him, those who are rebellious continually, then God have to leave you so that you can learn the hard way. Here he's telling it straightforward that anything you put before God like he did causes you not to experience the mercies of God. Your own desires can become an idol of vanity before God. We got to realize if our desires is not the desires to please God, then God said this is vanity. This is an idol because it's taken you away from me. A stumbling block. It can become a stumbling block between you and God. Many people today in the body of Christ are facing and going through just like Jonah because they are doing things their way, their own lust and desires to please themselves. Bless the name of the living God. Our God, and oh, shanda of a higher glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Is that about shanda of a hostile? Glory to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Our flesh can be our idols. Our flesh can get in the way of obeying God. When it stops, oh God, when it stops you from filling, whenever we get into the flesh and it stops us from fulfilling the purpose and the call of God on our life, when it causes us to continue to find excuses and run from or turn our backs on the ministry God gave us, turn our backs on the vision God gave us, turn our backs on the assignment, my God, and your assignment is delayed, and you put it on hold because your flesh desires to, oh God, it's because your flesh desires to be like Jonah. Anytime God gives us something to do, and we put it on hold, we're acting like Jonah. Bless him, and God says, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. God says that there is a war between the flesh and the spirit. And I'm getting ready to shut this down now. And these two are contrary one to another. One will always dominate the other. Romans chapter 7:5 says, for when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But sin, verse 8 said, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desires. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found bring death. Bless his name. For sin, taken occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. And so what God is saying, then they were stuck in the commandment which you couldn't keep. And so it reminded you of your sin. It reminds you, Israel is reminded of their sin over and over. And so God is saying tonight, we got to die. Our flesh got to die. Glory to God. We got to die to sin because our carnal mind is too much alive. Bless his name. Bless his name of the living God tonight. And I'm done with this tonight, but as I'm closing out, God spoke to Jonah. Holy Ghost tonight. Sorry, God spoke to the fish. And what it did, it vomited Jonah out onto dry land. What is God saying? When God releases his anger and wrath against you, only him alone can move it. It is going to take that person to go to God in true repentance, crying out to God for his mercy and grace to set him free. So that's what happened to Jonah. It only God was the only one that could deliver Jonah from what he was in. But it takes him to get in the right position. It took his mind to be in the right, hallelujah, the right place with God. The right frame of mind so that God can work. God is so powerful and awesome and amazing that he can control the fish to follow his order. But humans, us humans who have sinned are rebelling and disobeying him. If God put us in a particular position, it is because he is trying to get our undivided attention. People of God, tonight, I am finished with this tonight. And God wants us to examine ourselves. And God wants, hallelujah, tonight, wants us to see where we are. Where do we fit in? Are we doing what he has commanded us to do? And during the time of tabernacle and all of these feast days, it's a time of examination. Because Jesus could come any day. He could come. He could come. But are we ready? Have we done what he told us to do? When we stand before him to give an account about the according to the deeds that we have done, and we are going to give an account to what the assignment is that he's given us, are we doing the assignment? Don't let us die with us fulfilling the assignment. Tomorrow is promised to no man. We can keep putting it off, and we can say, God, you know what? I am going to do it, but. God, I know you speak, but. God, I hear you, but. Yes, God. But, I have my children to take care of. But, I got to work to pay off my bills first. But, I got to do this before I go on your assignment. I got to handle this and make sure everything's straight in the home before I go on my assignment. The Bible said you have to forsake houses and land. You have to forsake mother and father and children. You have to forsake things for the kingdom of God. You have to be willing to walk away from things that hold you back. And when God is speaking and God is saying, I'm waiting for you to move out so that I can bless your life. Glory be to God. I'm waiting for you to hear my voice like Jonah heard the voice, my God, heard the voice of God speak to him. Jonah, turn around. Jonah, get it right. But it was not until he found himself in a dangerous place with God. Oh, God, he found himself in a place with God that he didn't want to be in. And God is saying tonight, don't find ourselves in a place where we don't need to be. Because the master has need of us. God has called us to be prayer warriors and intercessors. Evangelists and teachers and ministers of the gospel to win souls. This is now the time. God, the kingdom of God lie in waste, and God said, get up, get up, get up and watch me work. Just make that first step and I will do the rest. It's a clarion call tonight for higher heights. It's a clarion call tonight to come out of the hiding places. It's a clarion call tonight to get up off the seat of do nothing. It's a clarion call tonight to do what God has assigned us to do. Souls are depending on us. The time is short, the day is late, and the signs are everywhere. calling somebody by their name. God is calling somebody by their name tonight that has yet to answer the call, that has yet to say, I repent. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. He's waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, to your way. I will trust you and I obey. I will obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my echo shout out of a host of. And my answer to you tonight, God, is yes. And if you are here tonight, and God has been speaking to you, and God has been pulling at you, he said, I need you. He said, the master have need of thee. Give, surrender all. Give it to him and watch him work it out. You may need prayer. You may need someone to stand in agreement with you, whatever it is tonight. God says he is here to meet your need. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with Evangelist Bradley. It's all about Jesus. Glory Jesus, it is. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. And he is here tonight. If you desire, you may come on over. You may press *6. We can pray with you. And we can stand in agreement with you. And we can believe God with you. Because he is calling and knocking at the door of someone's heart. Don't be a Jonah tonight. Don't keep putting off for tomorrow. God says what you can do today, because tomorrow is promised to none of us. Bless the name of, oh God, I thank you. Oh Jesus, I praise you for your word. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. What a word on tonight, my God. Packed, packed, packed. Glory to God, I tell you, I got pages and pages of notes on tonight from this word. This word, people of God, certainly, certainly, certainly a word to examine ourselves, see where we stand. See where we've missed God at. Glory be to God. Amen. What has disobedience caused in our lives? What has it caused? Where have we gotten off course? Where have we missed him at? Glory be to God. My God, but this word on tonight, glory to God, causes so much as we can see and as we have heard on tonight. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I don't want to start pulling at it, amen, because there was so much that came out of the word on tonight. So, so much. Glory be to God. So tonight, woman of God, if you would on tonight, glory to God, maybe someone has missed the mark along the way. Maybe someone is standing in disobedience. Glory to God, trying to find their way back. Maybe someone, glory be to God, amen, maybe they have been thrown overboard. Glory be to God. If you would you offer salvation, glory to God, and take prayer requests tonight for the people of God.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus on tonight, people of God. The line is open. God, tonight, the line is open tonight. I found myself like Jonah one time ago and almost died in that condition. I almost died in that condition because I was doing what Jonah did. And then I didn't know for sure that in one way or another there is something that is holding you back, something. You want to move forward, but you're being held back. You're being kept back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some situations or circumstances like Jonah may be holding you back, but God is saying tonight, let it go. Let me fix it. It took God to spit Jonah out of that fish. It only God can pull you out of what you're in. But the Bible said if you be willing and you are obedient. And so tonight, as God is speaking to your spirit, you can feel God speaking to you. You know that it's the voice of God speaking to you and telling you it's time to come forward. It's time to get up. It's time to let it all go, loose it. And let me have my way. Let me. God wants to use so many of you on this line. God wants to do so much in so many of us on this line tonight. But we've got to be to the place where we're willing to say, God, you know what? I am not going to let my pride hold me back tonight. I am not going to let the, because see, the enemy will speak into your mind and tell you, you know what? You can pray for yourself. You could just repent. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about it. But if God released a word, then that means God wants us. That including myself. And so tonight, God says to us tonight, on this line, that he is here. He is here tonight. Don't let the opportunity pass you. You don't know if this may be your last night. You don't know if this may be the last sermon you hear. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We only know what can happen today. Those of you who may be in a backslidden condition, or you're thinking about you feel weak in your faith, you feel weak in your spirit, you can come on over and we'll pray with you tonight. The Spirit of the Lord, oh, glory to God, Rabbi Shanda, Rabbi Hosea, yes, God. The Spirit of the Lord is here to meet you exactly where you are. Glory to God. So you may press *6 and you may come on over on this platform and we can stand, I can stand in agreement with you because God is a prayer answering God. He will move and he will answer your cry in Jesus' name.
Anyone tonight, people of God, you can press *6. You can press *6 and come over tonight if you desire prayer. Amen, Jesus. You desire salvation. Glory to God. Just press *6. Press *6 and come over on the platform side. *6. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, desiring prayer, glory to God, just press *6, come over on the platform side, glory to God, and we will pray with you. The woman of God will pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. Press *6. Amen. Last call on tonight. Amen. Anyone that desires prayer, just press *6.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I would like prayer that I will go higher in the Lord and that I can get in a position for him to use me the way he wants to use me for his glory.
Amen. Can I have your name, please?
This is Sister Mary.
Sister Mary, bless your name. Thank God for you, Sister Mary. Tonight, bless the name, God, as we lift my sister Mary up to you. Father, oh, Jesus, oh, God. Hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. As I lift my sister up to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I can do nothing of myself. It takes you to do it tonight. God, it takes your anointing to destroy every yoke, God. It takes your anointing, God, to lift every burden tonight, Father. And so, God, release, God, your presence now, God, as I come into agreement, as we stand in agreement for our sister tonight, God, for her desire, God, for more of you, for her desire to be used by you, Lord God. For her desire, God, for deeper depths and higher heights. Her desire, God, for souls tonight. Her desire, God, to reach the lost tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Her desire to build the kingdom tonight. Her desire, God, to see the captive be made free. Her desire to see the sick, God, become whole. Oh, God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as I lift her up to you tonight, I, God, make declaration tonight in this atmosphere, Lord God, that you will watch over your word to perform it in her life. Every prophetic declaration that was spoken over her life for years, God, will come into manifestation. Oh God, this is a time in this season, oh God, that you're lifting your people up into another dimension. You're taking us into another level, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. She is a yielding vessel, hallelujah, God, that you have chosen for this time. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you've chosen for this season. Father, I declare, God, that our ear would begin to hear you. God, the fire of God be upon you tonight, from the crown of your head, go shamanda, to the sole of your feet, God. Mando shamandereke, God, that you would touch your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that you would open our eyes, God, in the realm of the spirit, to see beyond the veil of the flesh, God, that you would give a greater discernment, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that you would anoint her lips of clay, in the name of Jesus, to speak your word in season and out of season, line upon line and precept upon precept, in the name of Jesus, that you would give her cloven tongues of fire, that the fire of God would be in her mouth, that the fire of God would be in her hand, the fire of God would be in her feet, living waters would flow from her belly, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as she spend time, God, with you in prayer, elevation, God, increase, oh God. Oh God, I thank you tonight for what you're about to do, that God, you will shaman the robohosa, that she will speak prophetically by your word, that you can shaman the mansaya, she would prophesy the deep things of the spirit, in the Nikos Shetona Mansaya, in the name of Jesus. Go Shanda. I hear the Lord say to tell you that there's going to be a shift in your prayer life. Oh God. Oh, Rabakashando Rabohosa, he's shifting you into another dimension of prayer. He's going to shift you into another realm of prayer. Marshato, yes, God. Yes, God, yes, God. Oh, Shamanda Rabohosa. Oh, God, Ishando Rabohosa. Because I'm shifting you, my God, into another realm, God, in the Oh Shamanda, in the things of the Spirit. He said, even when you read the Word of God, I'm going to give you clarity and understanding. He said, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will rest upon you, my God. And as you declare his word, my God, revelation will flow. Ah, Shamanda. Hallelujah. God said, word your mouth. In the name of Jesus, I'm giving you hind feet, that you would run and not get weary, and you would walk and not faint. He said, this is the time and the season for those who are longing after me. He said, those who are running after me,
me with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. He said, I will fill them to overflow. He said, oh, Shaman Benabahosa, this great revival that is coming forth, he's looking for available vessels. He's looking for chosen vessels. He's looking for those, my God, oh, Shanda, who have surrendered all. And God said, you're one of the chosen few that he's chosen for this time and this season to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, with power and authority and signs and wonder, my God, oh, Shanda, shall follow you, my Shanda. I pray for strength in your body, strength, my Shanda, in your loins, oh, strength, my God, in your mind, strength in your spirit, man, strength, ikando, who my Shanda, in your soul, who nashakorabahosa. Thank you, Jesus, that you would use the God in a mighty way, God, as she desire more of you. Now, God, watch over your word as I make this declaration tonight, that not one would fall to the ground, and every hindrance and any setback and any roadblock that is God. God, we block it with the blood of Jesus tonight, and we declare, God, that she will see manifestation. I declare, woman of God, you're going to see manifestation. I declare you're going to see the hands of God. You, God, I've heard you. I see your heart desire, and I'm going to move, Mashanda. I'm going to move upon you. I'm going to breathe upon you, said God, Shamanda Bahosa. I'm going to make an appointment in your life of my presence and of my spirit. I'm going to deposit my God, my fire within you. And you will speak as an oracle of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. And we seal it tonight by the power that is in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. God, I thank you for blessing this woman in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, God, bless the woman, God. Bless your servant. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, bless your God. Oh, bless your God. Oh, bless your people. Bless your emotion. God, let go and have your way, God. You have your way, God. This is about you. This is for your glory, God. PNN is for your glory. PNN is for your glory, God. It's for you, God. Oh, Shamanda, to be glorified, God. In the name of Shamanda, oh, Shikamandi, oh, Sire. In Jesus' name. Whew, thank you.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else tonight? Yes, God. Hallelujah.
For your glory, God. On in your namesake, God.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, for
you,
having
Jesus.
Your way.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God.
Hi, this is Gwen.
Yes.
And I'm requesting prayer for deliverance.
Yes. In the
and a closer walk with the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey, God, thank you. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, let me tell you something. Because of your desire tonight, you hear me here, God. Because when the prayer request is going forward, you are one of the ones that would say, come, God, I need deliverance. I need you to help me. As I stand in agreement tonight because of your heart for the things of God, because of your heart in wanting more of God, God is gonna wrap you up in his anointing. God said to tell you tonight he's going to wrap you in his arms and he's going to father you tonight. He said to tell you tonight that he's going to lift you up. He's the lifter up of your head tonight. Hallelujah. God said, because of your heart's desire for me and the things of the kingdom, he said, the request that you made known to me, I've heard your request tonight, and I've come tonight to answer you. God said, say this is your time and season of elevation and increase, because you desire more of God. You desire to be closer to God. Yes, God, you desire to be used by God. Oh, glory to God tonight. God said to tell you, this is your time and your season. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak with you, said the Lord. I'm going to manifest and make myself known to you. He said, just seek me earnestly. He said, just stay in my presence. Glory be to God. He said, stay in my word, and I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah, that you know none of. And Father, I lift Gwen up to you tonight. Lord God, as I lift this vessel up to you, this woman of God up to you, this chosen vessel tonight. God, touch her from the top of her head onto the very soul of her feet. God, back me on the side, and let your voice, let your presence be felt, God. She need more of you, God. Oh, God, less of her, Lord God. Decrease her so that you can increase. Increase her prayer life, oh God. Increase her, God, desire for your word. Intensify her desire, God, for worship. In the name of Jesus, what the devil meant for her bad, to stagnate her and keep her stuck in the same position. We break the cycle right now. We break the strong, we bind the strong man. We pull down strongholds that are on an assignment to keep you stuck. Tonight, God, to whom the Son set free, is free indeed. And I declare tonight, as I stand in agreement with those who are standing in agreement with me, that you are free tonight. And every spirit of stagnation and hindrance that is affecting those shaman, holding you hostage, you got to lose soul tonight. This is your season, because you want God so much, because you desire God so bad. God said, come. I want to commune with you. He said to tell you, he desire a relationship with you. He desire you to come into his presence. He desire your time, because he wants to do something new in your life. He wants to turn some things around that the devil meant for bad. He wants to use your mouth to do work, oh God, to minister in the name of Jesus. The Lord on your side. The devil would have had killed you a long time ago. If it wasn't for the Lord on your side, my God, you could have been 6 feet deeper. But God have a plan that the devil couldn't touch you. He protected you, hallelujah, from the wind and the storm and the rain that was sent against your mind, sent against your life, sent against your health, sent against you right now. And God said he's going to use your story for his glory. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. And so I declare strength in your body, strength in your mind and in your spirit, strength into your spiritual life. Hallelujah, God. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You shall testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray now that God would rest his anointing from the from the Makando of a host in Nenekea, from the Dedamakusha Mandebekasa, yes, Lord, from the top of your head, Rabakashanda, or Rabakashekonda by yes, God, to the sole of your feet, that your hands would be on fire for God, that your feet would be on fire for God, that your belly, the fire of God would be in your belly, that the word of God would be in your belly, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring deliverance to this last generation, this generation of vipers. God, so I want to use you to bring deliverance to the youth, bring deliverance to mankind in this last hour. Oh, Shamanda. Oh, yes, God. Master, I declare strength for this woman of God to go in tonight. As she has come before you, God, I thank you that you, God, will begin to move in a supernatural way and confound the plans of the enemy, confound the will of the devil, God, and get the glory out of her life. In Jesus' name, we seal it tonight. God say you've got the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And I thank God tonight for what he's about to do in and through your life. In the Master Jesus, in the name of Jesus. He says he's taking you higher in this hour. He's taking you higher, woman of God. This is your time for elevation and increase in the things of the Spirit. Say the Lord to you on tonight, Jesus. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. No, Shamanda. Amen. Amen, God. We seal it in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, yes, God.
Glory.
God. Thank you, Shaman. In the name of Jesus. Move upon PNN, God. Move upon those, God. Move by your spirit tonight, God. Move in a mighty way, God. Deliver
in the name of Jesus.
Free God.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
We break every Jonah spirit tonight. We loose you from your in the Nakashando of a hosta.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Shande, God. Oh, God. It's about you, Lord. It's all about you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ooh,
glory
Jesus.
To God. And so it is. Glory to God. And so it is. Glory. Glory to God. So it is tonight. Glory to God. Truly, 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 we have been blessed. We have been blessed tonight by the word. We have been blessed greatly. We have been blessed indeed by the word on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, listen. We want to invite you to get a copy of the word on tonight. Get a copy of the word on tonight. As you already know, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything on tonight. Glory be to God. Simply text us. Send us a text message. We'll get that. We'll get it out to you. You can text on tonight. 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Glory to God. Also, you can text 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. And people of God, if you're not, amen, if you're not getting your copy of your broadcast, you can certainly text 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Text me, amen, if you don't, you're not able to get your copy. Glory to God, amen. We want to make sure that you get your copy. So either one of those numbers, glory to God, those first two numbers, amen. If you're not able to get through, if you're not receiving your copy, certainly text that 678 number. Also, people of God, listen, if you're listening internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can go to our Facebook page. Glory be to God. We're grateful. We're getting it out there. Go to our Facebook page, people of God. Go to Prayer News Network, PNN, Prayer News Network, PNN, and you can listen to any of our broadcasts there. As well, don't forget, you can go out to Blog Radio Radio 6, Glory be to God, Prayer News Network, and you can certainly get a copy. You can certainly get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. Also, you can go out to our ReArt Prayer Group 52 page. There you can listen to our broadcast as well. So people of God, we're trying to make this word accessible. Amen. If you don't have Facebook, amen, you can certainly go out to and Google Prayer News Network. Just Google Prayer News Network and you will get the logo. You'll get our logo. Click on our logo and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast, any of our broadcasts. If you prefer podcasts, there you also find our podcast. We're just grateful, people of God, to be getting this word out. We're grateful, grateful, grateful to be getting the word out. Glory to God. It does take a lot, amen, the word out, people of God. So if you desire to be a blessing, glory to God, to our speaker on tonight, you can certainly anything that you would like to bless our speaker with on tonight, you can send it via Cash App. You can send it to $GiftOfPrayer. $GiftOfPrayer. We'll be sure to get that, amen, that blessing over to the woman of God. We're just grateful, amen. They don't require, amen. They're not, amen, charging us anything, but they're giving of themselves, giving of them time. And people of God, they're certainly worth it. Amen. This word, we can't pay them. We can't pay them for the measure of the word that they have come to bless us with. But if we want to be a blessing, we can certainly, amen, Jesus, give back to them. So we thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight for his word. We're thanking him. Glory be to God. Thanking him for his messenger on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. We are so grateful that you have elected to come and be a blessing to the people of God all over the world. We're just grateful. We're grateful, amen, that you have committed to Sundays and Monday, Sunday and Monday night. Glory to God. We're just so grateful for it, and we just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As I said, we can't pay you, but we certainly want to be a blessing to you. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to cover you in prayer on tonight. Glory to God. You've given out much. Amen, Jesus. And we want to cover you. We want to cover you, amen, in prayer on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Thank you for your word. Father, we're thanking you for your messenger on tonight. We're thanking you, glory God, as she's poured out unto your people word of life. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, oh God, for her yielding her vessel unto you for the people of God. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon your servant now. We're asking that you would restore virtue unto her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking that you would restore virtue even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight to look upon her. Look upon the altar of her heart, oh God. Look upon her and meet her needs and her desires even now, God, that she's given unto your people. We're asking, glory to God, that you, hey God, we're asking that you would touch now, that you would breathe upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory be to God for her labor, oh God, in the gospel on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless her now. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God. We're asking you to cause your face tonight, face to shine upon your servant in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to give her a sudden blessing, a suddenly blessing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for your choice anointing. Thanking you for your covering on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will cover her and shield her. Cover her in your glory. Cover her tonight. Cause your blood to cover, oh God, cover her and everything that's attached to her. Cover, glory praise the God, her family. Cover her ministry on tonight. Cover, oh God, everything that concerns her, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, be a shield about her. Be a dome about her. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We declare and we decree as sons of God, there shall be no backlash. We decree it on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. But Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your glory. We're thanking you, oh God, cause your glory to shine upon her. Oh, God, cause your glory to shine about her. Oh, God, in everything that she do and everything that she say. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now. We give you glory. Hey, God, we're asking that you would hide her behind your cross. Cover her in your shed blood. We do pray. Father, this is our prayer, oh, God, concerning the woman of God. We thank you. We thank you for this gift. We're thanking you for this gift unto your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you for doing it now. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. Woman of God, again, we thank God for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't say thank you enough. What a word. What a word. What a word. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, what a word. People of God, listen. Go back and listen to this word on tonight. Go back and listen to this word on tonight. For we want to see where we stand, glory to God, because the light has come. The light has come through the word of God to reveal to us, glory be to God, right where we are. Amen. Glory be to God. So, woman of God, again, we thank God for you. Amen. We're going to release the line back unto you on tonight. Glory to God for final remarks and for the blessing of the line to the people of God. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate God for you. You have the platform now in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Blessings, blessings to you, woman of God. Love you and love all of God's children tonight. Everyone from wherever nation, every nation that you're from tonight, God bless you for taking the time out even to be here. But God is speaking. God is speaking. We have to realize that God is really speaking, but who is listening? He's looking for available vessels. He's looking for yielded vessels. Bless his name. He's looking for those that love him with all their hearts and minds and soul and strength, that is willing to say, God, here am I, O Lord, send me. Here am I, God, use me. Here am I, God, I'm available to you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Don't let us be like Jonah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you, as I was going over all the things, all the amenities and the things that we have to make our life comfortable, Jonah didn't have that privilege in the belly of the fish. And sometimes these things that are making us comfortable are distracting us from prayer and distracting us from the things of the Lord. Our phones can be a distraction, iPad, laptops, a lot of the things that we hold and we live for and we're living by, because it can be a major distraction that's keeping us from doing what God told us to do. And so, God, you know, this is a time of self-examination, not for just some people, for the body of Christ in general. From the pulpit to the pew to the door, this is a time for self-examination, because the Bible said we all have sinned and we all have come short of the glory of God. There's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So no matter what title and how big you are and how much people respect you or whatever, there's something somewhere God is saying we all have sinned and fallen short. But it is the blood of Jesus and it is the grace of God that covers our sins. And I thank God for that blood. But he's saying tonight that
He wants more. He's expecting more. He expects us to give up more for him. He gave up everything. He gave up his life. I mean, if you think about what Jesus been through and what he has given up for because he loved me and you that much, what is it that we are not giving up to show him how much we love him tonight? What is it that he's telling us to release it and work for me and let me work for you and build my kingdom and I'll build your life? What is it tonight? And so there's a clarion call for true, genuine repentance and confession so that God can release these things that has been holding up and is holding many of us back in Jesus' name. And so, Father, tonight I thank you for your word. I thank you for this people. I thank you for the leader of this PN, and I thank you for our advisors, the prayer warriors, everyone that is connected to make this line what it is. Father, I thank you for the ears of everyone that listens. But God, most of all, that we would not be listeners, but we would be obedient, because he said not to be just hearers, but be doers of his word. So help us to be doers of your word. Help us to hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, O God. Order our steps according to your word. And God, those who desire a closer walk, those who desire more of you, God, let there be a visitation. Let there be a release, God. Oh, God, Rashandor of Ahosa, take, oh, God, your people on another level of hunger and thirsting after righteousness so that we can be filled. Now, as we go our separate ways tonight, cover each and every home with the blood of Jesus, every vehicle with the blood of Jesus, every ministry, every marriage, every child, the schoolhouses. Cover us on the job with the blood of Jesus because of the drive-by shooting, the mass shooting. We need the blood of Jesus to cover us, God. Going in and coming out, we need the blood of Jesus. In the nighttime when we're sleeping, we need the blood of Jesus to protect us, God, from danger, sin, and unseen. And God, until we meet again, go before us and send the angels to protect us during the night in Jesus' name. And everyone would say, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell someone to come and be with us. Amen. Glory to God. Bring someone. People of God, God is doing a great thing in our lives, and we don't want anyone to miss out, but we want to invite as many people as we can to come and hear and to be blessed. Amen. God bless you tonight. Again, that does conclude our broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name.
Open.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.